You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Roto Experts alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Angle, Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Going to be honest with you, gentlemen. That brutal walk to work that I had on Monday morning, where my fantasy team sucked, the Giants sucked, they were all hurt, every single one of them. That miserable feeling I had Sunday morning, you could just take the opposite and put it in here this morning. Because that's what it felt like today, where it was pouring out in New York City. I am drenched. I couldn't get the smile off my face as the Yankees go to the ALCS last night. Man, I get it. All football now. God, did that feel good. Corey, what's up, man?
Yo, what's the deal with you? Good morning, Mr. Sussman.
How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm present.
Are you excited for the opportunity that potentially both of your favorite baseball teams could go to the World Series?
That would be fun. See my Washington Nationals versus my New York Yankees. What the hell are you laughing at, Scott?
My Washington.
Something's wrong with Scott already, Mr. Sussman.
Hey, you know, it's all right. We'll get through it. We'll get through it together.
Thank you.
Besties.
Where's Jameis? Give me Jameis.
You want your Jameis?
Thank you. Yes. Don't put him on the floor.
Toys
like
in
that.
Class, Mr. Sussman?
Yeah, we allow it. What's up, Scott?
Congratulations. Your grin was your umbrella, huh?
Pretty much.
I like that.
I like that. That's a good line. But it was. Yeah. That's how I felt, like, year to year.
Exciting baseball yesterday.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I had baseball yesterday.
Who won? It was awesome. Forget who won, who played.
Yeah.
Funny,
we'll get through, we'll get through this together.
We will indeed, Scotty. Mr. Modica, Wall Street, how are you, sir?
I got to give a shout out to the Yankees in what was supposed to be a rebuilding year. They're in the ALCS. I hate to say this. The only person I am happy for is Didi. Didi got the love and the recognition he deserved last night. I got to say, between seeing Scott yesterday morning, ear-to-ear grin, I think Sussman's grin this morning is even trumping that.
It feels good, man. It feels good. Of course, Yankees headed off to the LCS. That'll begin Friday. And the great thing is, at 4, I'm upset the Giants don't play Sunday at 4 because I could just specifically not watch them.
You don't want to watch the Giants anyway.
No, I want to be able to say, listen, F you guys, I'm watching a better New York team.
You guys.
And I read a great tweet that basically said, Giants fan needed this Yankee win more than anything in the world.
I'm happy for CC, you know, going out to the park during the year. He's truly one of the class guys of the game. Really nice guy. Really, really good guy. I'm very happy for him. Happy for Aaron Judge, and I'm happy for all the Yankee fans except for Corey Parson.
Are you going to eat some Captain Crunch today in honor of CeCe?
What? I did buy some Crunch Berries last night.
How many boxes do you think he ate yesterday?
I think he had a few. Peanut butter Captain Crunch is like the goat.
At least three boxes. I noticed one name Scott didn't mention there. Corey, did you notice that as well?
What name did he mention? Not.
I'll tell you off the air. We're going to take a break. Because when we come back, a lot of football to talk about. I want to start at the top. And when I say at the top, I mean the very top. The number one overall pick in fantasy football. A little bit of news late last night. How does everybody react? We'll talk about that when we return. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and this is the Roto Experts.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Thank you.
It's crazy. You watch some of the like the interviews and the spray champagne last night.
Yeah.
And you see like Chase Headley and Jacoby Ellsbury walking around. Like, what did you do?
Nothing.
Like literally, what did you do?
You get him some water.
It's amazing.
I didn't see any of that.
Any of the champagne and the champagne? Yeah, yeah. No, I had a feeling. I had a feeling you did not. Corey, when you win all your fantasy shifts, do you have champagne showers?
No, I wish I did. I wish I had somebody to come and throw champagne on me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you win the chips and when you like win the Super this year, I'm very down on a take you some champagne.
Yeah, Corey Schwartz, when he used to win Tout Wars, used to have a Yoo-Hoo shower, and he would post it on YouTube. Like,
no,
his
I
girlfriend would spray Yoo-Hoo all over him.
Hey, I'm all down. Screw the Yoo-Hoo. We got to do some champagne here.
Yeah.
Maybe take Scott to the champagne room. You know.
He liked that. He liked that.
He got all excited.
The only thing he liked is that. Yo, what's up with Bruce and Bob from Long Island? Yo, in the GST league? You see this guy?
Yes, I was telling Matt about it.
Dropped 701 on Adrian Peterson.
No, it was more than $800.
I see 701.
Okay, maybe it was another league. 701
on Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson's a one-down player. What the hell are they doing? They can't be possibly listening to the show every day.
They probably heard Bruce Arians' press conference where he said, I watched this guy on film, and he's still a violent runner who can still get it done. And I guess they believe that.
Get it done when, Canada?
Yeah, well, in a time machine.
That's a horrific bid. 701 on Adrian Peterson?
It's crazy. We bid 93, and we're like, oh, God, I hope we don't get him.
I didn't even want him.
I bid 88, and I said, I'm probably not going
to
get him.
We didn't want him. We bid 93 just to put the bid in there. Like, whatever. I wonder if we got anybody, to be honest with you.
I got Taylor Gabriel. I like that because I can play him
this
week.
I bid on Taylor Gabriel, too.
Well, you lost.
Damn.
Yeah, you bid 63. I bid 77.
I didn't get anybody. This is an issue.
It's an issue, Greg.
Yeah, we need a defense, and I just didn't get one. Oh boy! All right, have to worry about that on the next wave.
I think this league has a Friday night wave when we run too.
It does. Yes, it does. I'm gonna have to put some. How much are people spending on these defense? Anyway, I need to get to the main point. We got the free agent in a second. David Johnson. Last night, Bruce Arians goes on the radio.
Yeah.
And he says the earliest we could expect David Johnson back is Thanksgiving. That's not. He's coming back Thanksgiving. That's not. We're guaranteeing he's back Thanksgiving. That's saying the earliest he can come back is Thanksgiving. I'll say this. I'm not an injury optimistic person, as you very well know when it comes to a guy like Andrew Luck, right? Like, I'm an injury...
You were optimistic on Odell, though.
I was.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. That's why I should always be pessimistic, Scott. I have an injury, in theory, an injury pessimistic person. But when you hear David Johnson, the number one overall player in fantasy, number one pick, and you hear Thanksgiving thrown around, your ears perk up. And you're like, whoa. Now, if he was dropped in your league... Matt, you're going to have to do something about it now.
Yeah, no, you have to pick him up. But I know in the NFFC, they made a
statement.
Out the
player pool.
Yeah, if somebody drops him in any of the overall competitions, he would be removed from the player pool.
Okay.
If somebody picked him up late, they felt it was unfair. I thought if he was dropped, you know what? You either bid for him, you go after him if you can hold him. That's like, I don't believe in these IR spots. I think that's crazy where you could have unlimited IR. Where you could just basically... store up on injured players. I don't think that's fair.
I think you should have one.
I agree, you should have one.
Maybe concede to one. I still don't believe in it, but I would concede maybe one.
Yeah.
But when you have unlimited, you could just
too much.
Pile up injured players.
I mean, and they need to be out, too. So a dude missed practice, people put him in an IR spot. That's crazy.
No, see, what I don't like about it, too, is as like in the Flex Cup, if you miss one game and you're not on the IR,
yeah,
you can get put on the IR.
Yeah, that's not
that's
right.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't.
You need to be out for like 8 games or 6 games.
So I don't disagree with that. In my home league.
Oh, you can pick a player right now and give me a home league, right?
Yes.
First come, first serve.
Yes, I can.
How's that?
It's great.
It sucks.
I disagree.
Did you pick up David Johnson?
No, he was actually on a team, as was him, DeJuan Dawson. My other guy, like I said, he got traded. But in this league, when a guy is like ruled out, like officially ruled out, you can throw him on the IR. Like Corey Davis keeps going on and off my IR constantly.
Yeah, see, that's not he's out for a game. He's not on the IR, so that's just like
a little piece of crap's out for a lot more.
I'm not touching David Johnson.
Really?
You know, it's like, you know, I heard from somebody close to the situation that. He's done for the year. Don't believe anything you hear that he's coming back any earlier.
Now,
I can't say who, but This is a very trusted source.
I'm not asking you to say who, but yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. That information was a little while ago now, right? Or is that updated?
That was a little while ago, but it hasn't changed. I haven't gotten a call from this person that it changed.
Well, to be fair, have you called him? Like,
he called me to let me know about it.
What are you celebrating over here?
No, I'm not celebrating. In the GST auction, I had a pretty high bid on a Jacksonville Jaguar defense, and I noticed he's on team Matt Modica.
Anyway, Scotty, darn like, big things can change, right? I understand what your source had told him, but he may have just be recovering faster. You know, like, I think it's very hard when you hear the words David Johnson, given his stature, given how good he is, and Thanksgiving thrown around, and you're in the mix here. Like, I find it really, really hard not to just take a stab and see what you got.
If he was coming back, this person would have called me and told me, because as soon as he got injured, I got a phone call from this person saying, get rid of him. He's not playing this year. I'll check back with him today, but I haven't heard anything new. Okay. And I would have.
Okay. I mean, I'm just telling you. If David Johnson's out there, you got a waiver running. You're going to get a lot of questions on social media. We're going to get a lot of questions on our show about David Johnson today. Do I cut so-and-so over David Johnson? So, Matt, I got to throw this out there to you. Who are you cutting right now for David Johnson? Are you cutting, like, some of the guys you may have picked up this week, like Nelson Aguilar? For David Johnson. Are you cutting for David Johnson? Like those guys.
Like a Roger Lewis or something?
Roger Lewis. Yeah. Ricardo Lewis. All the Lewises. Yeah. Deion Lewis.
I mean, I would probably cut one of them. Even like, say, a running back that, like, say, like a Devontae Booker.
Okay.
Or even an Austin Eckler who had, you know, if something was to happen with Gordon. I would take the shot. Because if this guy does come back, I really don't. This is the first I'm hearing about this. You telling me this morning about this David Johnson news.
I do want to
read a little into it a little more. But I think you just have to. If you're speculating on, say, Devontae Booker and hoping that what's his name gets hurt, don't you want to at least have David Johnson if he comes back and you could have him for the end of the season, the playoff run?
Didn't they say though when he was first injured that it was a possibility he could become, you know, Thanksgiving was the earliest? Didn't they say the same thing?
Listen, I am injury pessimistic, right? Yeah. Like they absolutely did from the beginning. See, Thanksgiving was the earliest.
They did, but the head coach did say he wasn't coming back till Christmas. Now he's saying Thanksgiving.
That is correct. That is correct. So that, for the record, that Thanksgiving weekend game is week 12. It is week 12.
Perfect. He gets a little, if he was to come back, he gets to play a game or so, and then you get the playoffs.
And you're absolutely right, Matt. The original proclamation was, we hope we can get him back by Christmas. That was said in September. Now Bruce Arians come out and said, listen, that timeline is now, the earliest is
Thanksgiving. Is around week 13. So basically, best case scenario, you're putting him back in your lineup in week 14.
I could swear I saw this statement when he was first injured, too.
I can see somebody speculating that. So are you going? Do you got the balls to put him back in your lineup in week 14, the week one of the playoffs? Can you do that?
I do.
You got the balls.
he's probably better than whatever you can pop in your flex.
If he comes in week 12, say, say he's back week 12 or even week 13, and he plays that game, say you don't even start him, he gets a game under his belt, and then you get to throw him into the playoffs.
I mean, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't trust it. I'm not buying in. I'm going to win it without David Johnson.
Say if you get that one game to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's worth it.
I mean, I feel what you're saying on that. You get that one game to see. If you got the roster real estate, I can see you doing it. You know, some of the guys like Greg mentioned, the Roger Lewis or DeAndre Washington or a player like that. Corey Clement, you know what I'm saying?
Would you rather hold Devontae Booker on your bench or hold David Johnson?
I would rather hold David Johnson. But see, Devontae Booker could help me get there.
But he's waiting on an injury, right? Right now, I understand.
This is running back in the NFL. You feel what I'm saying? CJ Anderson could pop something, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then it could be a timeshare between him and Jamal Charles.
Oh, no, Jamal Charles is washed.
Yeah, Jamal Charles can't do more than like 10, 12 touches.
Booker come in there and run away with that job.
Tell that to the Broncos coaching staff. They're still running him out there.
And what's he doing? They're giving him, what, two, three carries a game?
He's getting like 8-9 carries a game.
For what, 8 or 9 yards?
No, he's actually looked pretty decent.
Play him.
I'm not playing him, but I'm saying they're using him.
Start him.
I'm not. Why I'm then? Saying they are.
Yeah, but I mean, but
I'm talking real NFL, would you not start fantasy. Him? No, I wouldn't.
So there you go, David Johnson. If he's out there and you got nothing on the end of the bench, you do it. We take a break, find out how the waivers ran in all of our leagues last night. Next on the Roto Experts. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. What was that?
I tell you what, Mr. Sussman. No, that wasn't on me. I tell you what, Mr. Sussman. I got to play Ben Roethlisberger this week. I'm not happy about it.
I'm doing the same thing, Corey. And I don't have any scientific. I just have a gut feeling the Steelers go in there and win
the game,
especially without Kelsey playing.
I was telling Noah last night, I was like, because we was going over our Survivor, I was like, yo, son, I wouldn't say to pick them for Survivor, but I'm telling you, Pittsburgh is going to beat Kansas City. Pittsburgh's going to beat Kansas City on, was that Monday night?
No.
Oh, my bad.
I don't think
so. That's Sunday at 4 o'clock. That's 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Is that Tony Romo? It's got Tony Romo written all over, right?
It should be Tony Romo's. Well,
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
You can check the link.
And the link has been checked, and it's Tony Romo.
Yeah, I don't agree, but you know, but
you don't agree
I don't think they're going to be Kansas City. But you know, hey, if you guys are right, say, hey, Matt and Corey called it, but I just don't see it happening.
But what I worry about is him going on the road and having the Ben Roethlisberger stink. Like my other option would be like Trevor Siemian.
I'm streaming, you know, in that league where I traded to Sean Watson, my other quarterback was Russell Wilson, so I'm streaming Jacoby Brissett this week.
That's a good stream.
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian, not so much.
What do you think about people desperate for a stream? What do you think about Josh McCown against the Patriots?
No. I've heard that too. We talked yesterday.
He has three 15-point games already.
We talked yesterday a bit on the BFFs about these kind of situations. And we liked Brissett, obviously, as a stream Monday night against Tennessee. I have zero issue with that. There's some love for Brian Hoyer, too, oddly enough.
Well, because he's had, what, 200-300-yard games already?
Something like that.
Then he's had two 70-yard games.
Yeah, I haven't been that super flex. The thing here is there's no Josh Norman, which is a big
that helps. That helps.
Because I got to say, when I was watching that game versus the Chiefs, they were laying the hammer at defense, and then Norman went out, and that was a major blow.
Yeah, nah, they're playing very well defensively right now. I like them this week as a streaming defense, the DC defense at home versus San Fran, 1 o'clock
I like
start,
them too,
1 o'clock West Coast team flying across country playing 1 o'clock. It always you saw what Philadelphia did to Arizona. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like that.
Okay, on the waiver wire last night. Corey, I know you've been standing at your report. What was the deal? Who went for what?
Oh, I pull it back up. What I will talk about is a guy that I got and I'm willing to play this weekend is Taylor Gabriel. I like Austin Hooper too, but I think the Falcons come out there after that bye, they get it rolling. No Muhammad Sanu. I think Taylor Gabriel gets a couple catches this weekend and gets in the end zone. Hell, with Julio Jones, the way they treat Julio Jones, Taylor Gabriel might score two touchdowns. So I picked him up for $77. He's going right in my lineup this week because I got I lost Odell and I got Dez. What are you talking about, Scott? I'm on Taylor Gabriel this week as a streaming play with no Muhammad Sanu.
I thought you hated Taylor Gabriel.
No, he's a streaming play against Miami Dolphins defense at home. Muhammad Sanu's out. That makes sense. When he's a part of that, when they have all their pieces healthy, it makes no sense to play him.
See, the problem I'm having...
I'll write that down for you, Scott.
When he gets a zero, I can hand it back to you.
Is I have, like, Austin Hooper in some leagues, and I have Cameron Brate. And Brate's been great.
I'm playing both.
But the problem with Brate, he's at Arizona. Arizona's like, you know, the tight end whisper. So I'm a little conflicted here. I can't see myself taking Brate out because he's been so good.
I think I understand how Arizona goes against the tight end. But Cameron Brate is such a big piece of that passing game that they're going to not just go away from him because he's got good coverage on him. I think Winston gets him involved.
You can't. Or like I say, you can't always assume the defense is going to win the matchup necessarily.
No, but I don't.
But when they win it every week.
But when they win it every week, and Cameron Brate's not Rob Gronkowski.
But the one thing I will say for Cam Brate in that Thursday night game against the Patriots, he dropped like two passes.
Yeah.
Jameis kept going back to him. So that was
a good
Jameis'
boy.
You know, I mean, sometimes like Eric Ebron, he was dropping those passes. They went to Fels. And then after the game, he comes out saying that he's not mentally ready.
Russell Wilson was going away from Jimmy Graham the first 2 weeks. But to your point about him being Gronkowski, I'll say a few things. Number one, yes, he's played every game. I think he's got over 15 points in three consecutive games. And when you look at the state of tight end, you can't bench a guy like that because of the matchup. The numbers are too good.
Well, in the situation that we're talking about, you can. So we're talking about playing multiple tight ends is what people are saying at this table. I'm in the same situation. I have a team with Cameron Brate. What is going on? I have a
team. Cameron Brate press conference.
Mr. Sussman.
I have a team with Cameron Brate and Evan Engram, right? Like, I would do it. Right? So
I would.
My other option is Taylor Gabriel, which is what you're talking about.
Oh, I would do Taylor Gabriel.
Would you do that over Cameron Brate, is what I'm saying?
No, I would do...
Over Engram? Yikes. Two bad matchups.
Gabriel has more upside, I think. I would not do Engram against the Broncos. I feel like Cameron Brate, if you're just talking tight end, I think he's a must-start regardless of the matchup.
All right, so you say this. Let me say, and I'll respond with this.
I'm not saying he's my number one ranked guy either, though.
I didn't accuse you of that. Do you know who lets up the most points, fantasy points, to tight ends at over 20 a game? The Denver Broncos allow over 20 fantasy points per game.
Because you can't throw on their corners.
Correct.
I think Engram has to be. You probably. I want to get Gabriel in that lineup, Greg. Mm-hmm. But the Brate Engram thing makes sense to me.
But
who else is healthy? Roger Lewis is a bum. People talk about, oh, but you pick up Roger Lewis. Roger Lewis is going to get all this work in the offense. You think Kip Tlaib is going to look at Roger Lewis and be like, you got to be effing kidding me.
I do want to correct myself. I read the flip-flop that the Giants obviously allow the most points to tight ends, not the Broncos. The Broncos allow the sixth most points to tight ends.
The Giants don't have wide receivers to challenge that secondary to this point, so they'll be more focused on containing Engram.
I cut Evan Engram in one league in the Flex Cup.
Why?
I didn't want to, but I had to cut somebody.
Yeah.
I wanted Marlon Mack. So it was either him or ASJ. I wasn't carrying two tight ends.
Yeah, I feel you. ASJ, so. You got to roll with ASJ.
So that's kind of the position I'm in when it comes to Cameron Brate against Arizona. It's very, very tough for me.
He's my fifth-ranked tight end this week.
But Evan Engram, to me, is the giant wide receiver I want to own.
I get
that's
it.
What he should be used as, pretty much.
And he's going to be.
Yeah.
He's
a glorified wide receiver. You know, in college, I mean, he has the tight end designation, but he's really a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Line him up in the slot, et cetera.
All right, Corey, Matt, you guys are both high on the Falcons in general, right? Like, you're on Taylor Gabriel, you are on Austin Hooper, and I'm with you. I like both those guys. I picked up Gabriel in a bunch of places, Corey, because I'm feeling the same way you do, that he's primed for a big play here this week.
Yeah, I think you see a good week from Gabriel, especially with Muhammad's new out. The Falcons want to get that offense rolling. Obviously, it'll run through Julio Freeman and Tevin Coleman, but Taylor Gabriel will get his opportunities. With all these dads on by, Baldwin on by, these guys on by, you can't just put some stiff out there like Roger Lewis. I would gladly, easily go over with Taylor Gabriel this week. I think if you check the link, Taylor Gabriel's probably ranked pretty high, too.
I could see Taylor Gabriel in a game like this taking a jet sweep and going a long way with it.
Potentially so. Potentially so. Now, the most expensive player in the league that the three of us are in together was Adrian Peterson this week, who went for $701 out of a $1,000 budget. Now, I get it. That AP
cocaine's
was good.
A hell of a drug.
I get that AP was good, you know, many, many years ago. But 70% of your budget, that seems extraordinary.
That's unbelievable. That's unreal. If these dudes listening to the show every day, we're not doing a good job, because he should know better than that. You're spending $70 on the worst offensive line in the NFL, a team that the dude gets sacked 70 times a game. They don't really run a traditional offense like Adrian Peterson likes. He's going to the same situation he was in New Orleans.
Well, look,
and he picked 70% of your budget.
You have to remember that the GST is not and this is not an insult to anybody, it's not fully full with experts and high-stakes players. There are regular mainstream players in there, and the regular mainstream player
they're
is going to see
then. They're
the, name,
get
the name Adrian Peterson, and he's starting. They're going to throw a lot of money or a high bid on. Of course, in my regular waiver league, mainstream league, he was easily the number one bid right off the waiver wire. That is going to happen. Now, look, I love Bob and Bruce. They're great guys, but, you know, it doesn't shock me that they bid this much.
In my 14-team classic, I bid $528 on Marlon Mack.
Did you get him?
I got him. The runner-up bid was $388.
All right, that wasn't bad. So Marlon Mack was your guy then. So you've been all this money on Marlon Mack. Why?
I said that earlier in the week.
I think, you know, at some point, you know, that we're getting closer and closer to it. I think that he's going to become more and more involved in this offense. He has that big play upside that we've seen already. I mean, look, Frank Gore's been a warrior, but it seems to be that wall is coming. I'm not saying Frank Gore is going away. He's not going to get the snaps anymore. But I think we're starting to see.
They're easing the transition.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. So thank you.
All right.
What I worry about is, like, the way they use him. You feel what I'm saying? The amount of touches he's going to get. Because he's got, like, that Tyreek Hill, Chris Thompson type. You know what I'm saying?
No, he does. But that's his thing.
He's a better pure runner than
Chudas.
And that's the thing about it.
He's a better pure runner than Chris Thompson.
When he gets in space, he's electric. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. He's so fast. You know what I mean? But he can't run between the tackles. That's what I worry about.
Yeah, but he can also take a toss sweep and go around the end and create something. He can take a counter. Chris Thompson can't do those things.
When Andrew Luck gets back and they really get the offense humming and rolling, it's going to be interesting to see how they use Marlon Mack.
Jacoby Brissett can use the read option with Marlon Mack, and it could work.
That's what I'm anxious to see, too. If Andrew Luck ever does come back and this offense gets going again, and then you insert him. For me, in a 14-team league, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
To get somebody that has that kind of an upside play. In a 12-team league, in the Flex Cup, I had $15 left. They allow zero bids, so I was like, screw it. I'm putting $15 on Marlon Mack.
And you get him?
I got him.
And there you go. So there you go. Outside of the 701 bid in our league, gentlemen, the other large bid was for Roger Lewis. He went for $156. That seems fair.
Well, this is a deep league, and they're looking at the fact that he's a starting wide receiver, so doesn't shock me.
Hey, we've been 63 on him. I think we were the next highest bid, so there you go.
I think I've been 34 on him.
This guy's team is good.
Take a break. We'll come back to the major headlines from yesterday. It's the Roto Experts. We'll be back right after this.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
We're back here. It's the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I always love this intro.
I always leave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
There,
I always leave my headphones off when I hear the music.
Yeah. Was that like a summer camp intro or something?
It's just like, I forget what Don. We've asked this question of Don. We've asked Don this question before. Don, what is this? And there. Yeah, I don't know if that's tropical. It's more like Lumineers. It's like more like Lumineers.
There's some Caribbean Queen on. You get me?
Yeah, there you go. That's got an eclectic taste of music.
Don Ayers is from Harlem.
His ears came from Harlem. Body from?
I can't speak to everything. I know his ears are from Harlem. I don't know about the rest.
He's the Danny Woodhead running back.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's healthy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How you know?
Yeah. He said he's Danny Woodhead.
Oh, no. Yeah. I, about to, I thought maybe he was looking at him.
We said yesterday on the show, Corey, when we were having your birthday celebration, that how was your birthday yesterday?
It was cool. You forgot something. You forgot
good or bad?
You forgot you Tyler Eifert.
I said that was on the list.
Oh, that was on the list.
Yes.
Somebody else that I was.
I said Tyler Eifert.
That came to mind. He's on the season in the IR now. Well, I called that one to a T. You didn't mention Danny Woodhead.
I did not mention Danny Woodhead. That was my bad.
Todd Gurley.
I did not mention Todd Gurley.
I mentioned Todd Gurley.
Oh, you did
yesterday.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah.
I did not. I forgot.
He
about
also
Woodhead
mentioned Isaiah Crowell
and Amari Cooper and OJ Howard.
I got one team that has Amari Cooper. That's not on you.
I got one team that has Amari Cooper, Jameis Winston, Isaiah Crowell, and I'm like, I should have did a better job with that one because I'm that team. I'm looking at it like, why does this team stink? That team is 2-3, and I'm like, but it's low in points, and I'm like, oh man, and it's because I got all those stiffs on there.
Yeah, but then maybe you lucked out with some lower scoring games on the other side. That's why you're 2-3.
Yeah, the team is not. Is hopefully can make a push though.
As Corey just referenced, Tyler Eifert is headed to the IR for another back surgery, and the guy that always gets injured is injured again, which means Tyler Kroft is the new starting tight end going forward for Cincinnati. Scott, any love?
I think he's a tight end 2 streamer. They do look for him in the red zone. In Scott's Fishbowl, where you know you get points for first downs for a tight end and stuff like that, extra scoring. Like there are some leagues there are some leagues out there too, what the listeners have, where it's like a point and a half maybe for a tight end. You know, I think you definitely roster a guy like that. You're always looking for somebody to stream. You're always looking for somebody to replace, say, a Martellus Bennett or an Eric Ebron. You know, here's your chance.
Yeah,
they'll look for him in the red zone.
I agree with you, man. I agree they'll look for him in the red zone. I have sick running backs in this league, by the way.
What's your record?
It doesn't matter. It's the fishbowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4-1.
Yeah. Jeez, what are you, the fishbowl?
Yeah.
Like?
Oh, yeah, no, because he's in fourth place overall, so he wants to keep abreast of everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
So he can talk trash for once.
Actually, this is like the third time this year I've talked trash to you, so, yeah.
Ooh.
That was a good one. That was a nice burn.
Day after his birthday, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's short-lived, Matt.
Yeah. It's not a grace period.
Oh, boy. What else we got, Mr. Sussman?
So we got Tyler Eifert. He is out for the season. Tyler Kroft, probably the guy that you're going to want to own there. If you need the tight end, another one of the many, many streamers that you could wind up picking up if necessary. Now, moving on, let's get back to Green Bay, where we kind of started our week earlier a couple of days ago. And Ty Montgomery's practicing in full. But several coaches have come out and said, there is no guarantee that Ty Montgomery plays this week. And I'll say this, and I think we kind of speculated on this on Monday, gentlemen, and that was, with as good as Aaron Jones looked, there is now no rush to bring back Ty Montgomery. If he would have came out and was brutal last week, Ty Montgomery would be playing as a lock on Sunday. But he was awesome. And not only is he not allowed to play Sunday, he is not allowed to get the job back that he had before.
Are you
he
sure
left.
About that?
I said he's not a lock. I'm not saying he's not getting it back. I said it's not a lock, in my opinion.
I think he's getting the job back. It's just not going to be 90%+. That will be scary.
The reason why you threw it out there was an ESPN report from the Packers guy from ESPN NFL Nation saying that Aaron Jones might actually hold on to this job when Ty Montgomery returns. And the other thing is, you know, we heard inside injuries say as soon as he went down that he could miss up to 4 weeks. I would say if he's practicing, he's probably practicing in a non-contact jersey. So, you know, they're like practicing in full, but nobody's hitting you.
I don't remember it from last year, but I followed Greg and Tom from the NFFC, and they're Packer fans out there and stuff. And they were saying, just remember last year, Montgomery played with, like, broken ribs, and I think he had a sick... I can't remember. I remember that game. But, yeah, he put up a really nice game. I don't think he's... Look, it's going to be his job, and maybe it's more of a rotation kind of thing.
Timeshare, yeah.
I think it's enough. I think it's enough to start both of them, especially with the amount of plays that offense runs, the way they get up and down the field. You can almost, when they want to, they're almost unstoppable offensively. So, yeah, I think it's enough work for both of them.
I don't know about that.
One carrot there. Let's remember one thing. He did play against that terrible Cowboys defense. I mean, I'm not saying not to give him any credit,
He ran well. You know what I'm saying? No, he ran well.
Well. What did he have? Like 133 yards or something like that?
122, look, Scott. Relax.
Wow, you finally got a math thing right. How about that?
Well, I got another math thing right. Yeah, greater than. Fantasy executive greater than the
greater
king.
Than a centimeter? What, your mouth?
No.
Yeah. Look. I don't care who you're doing against. He ran well. You know, if you want to be considered a quality running back, you got to take advantage of that matchup, period. I don't know if there's going to be enough for both of them, though, because maybe for Montgomery because he was involved in the passing game, but this team is still going to put the passing game first and the running game second, and I think that would hurt. If they're both there, I think that would hurt Jones more than Montgomery, who can catch passes out of the backfield.
Well, I think this week we're going to get a nice little look. They're playing, at Minnesota?
At Minnesota, yeah. On the road, too, so you really get to see.
That's a proving ground,
we get to see how he runs against that defense. Yep. We get to see the pass blocking. That's going to be the key. Who's ever the best pass blocker and Aaron Rodgers has the most trust in, I would go with that guy. And Montgomery supposedly was doing a really good job with that. And with something that he struggled at mightily, he seemed to have really improved.
We may not have to entertain this scenario, though, for another 2-3 weeks. That's possible.
That's true, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lineup Lock Live on Sunday mornings, they'll make sure that you guys are ready to go.
That's why, I mean, I'm guilty of it, too. Everybody kind of pulled back when we saw the practice reports with Jamal Williams, Ty Montgomery. And I was saying,
but Matt, what could you do? You feel what I'm saying?
I'm pissed because I was saying there's no way in hell that Ty Montgomery's playing.
Yeah.
And even Jamal Williams hadn't even really looked that good. But it was sporadic work. And it's those times when you just need to go with the bid and just trust yourself. But everybody did it for the most part. Some didn't, and they're reaping the benefit right now.
Right now. They certainly are. I don't have them nowhere, so it is what it is.
Yeah,
you know, don't need them to win. I don't need them to win.
You know, it's interesting because I was the anti Aaron Jones last week. I was because I read this practice report on Ty Montgomery. I read the practice report on Jamal Williams. Knew that Jamal Williams was ahead of him on the depth chart all summer, and then the first five games or four games, and then Aaron Jones just comes out and dominates.
Yeah, there was one of my leagues where nobody put in a claim on him at all. Early in the week, and as soon as the news broke, bam, you know, I went right in, ripped them off the waiver wire and started them.
I don't know. I mean, I had multiple tweets were saying this injury optimism with Ty Montgomery is insane, and I didn't go after him.
Yeah, you know, I'm Mr. Injury Pessimistic. I didn't go as much in as I should have on Aaron Jones in regards to the Ty Montgomery injury. Let's have another injury here from this past weekend, and I want to know how optimistic or pessimistic we are on that. And I look to you, Matt, because it's about Stephon Diggs. He expects to play on Sunday, but he's got a groin injury. He didn't practice yesterday, and I have to believe there is a legitimate chance he does not play on Sunday. I know what he's saying as the player, and I get Wednesday practices or veteran days off literally all the time, but for a player that has struggled when he's dealing with a nagging injury, this is extremely concerning to me.
This was my major concern with him coming into the season, is his ability to stay on the field, stay healthy. Friday should be a telling sign.
Certainly.
He pretty much didn't play that second half. I think he came back in for like one series or something. So he was pretty non-existent at that point. I'm hoping he's on the practice field Friday. This is a huge game for the Vikings.
Absolutely.
So if he can play, I think he's going to be out there. So right now, I can't answer that question. He's in all my lineups. I'm going to remain positive for now and hope for the best. Especially that I lost Odell.
God,
that's a problem. And I had Odell. I had Diggs.
On the player card on rotoexperts.com, inside injuries, we'll hear from Dr. A today. Injury risk category high. Health performance factor at 55%.
Why don't you let Dr. A tell us, Scott?
Is Stephon Diggs on
that list? Why don't you be quiet and let me finish?
Why don't you let Dr. A tell us? I don't need you reading the information.
I don't care what you need me.
Why don't you let Dr. A tell us?
I need you. I mean, I need me punching you in your upper lip. That's what I need.
I just hope. But yeah. When I check that email, Stephon Diggs better be on that list.
yeah, there. Exactly, Scott. Is Diggs on the list?
What?
Is Diggs on the player list?
Yes, but we're talking about Diggs now, so I'll do what I want. Meanwhile, you go back to Snapchat.
Not on Snapchat.
Yeah, not yet.
Scott, you were talking about quarterback streamers a little while ago, right?
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett. I also mentioned Brian Hoyer. A popular one I've seen has been Case Keenum as well. against Green Bay. Could you start Case Keenum if Stephon Diggs
doesn't
play?
I think he can get away with it, but I think they're going to want to play ball control and use a lot of McKinnon and split the running backs because they don't want Keenum slugging it out with Rodgers in the air.
More Roto Experts when we come back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Roto Experts. The injury to Stephon Diggs obviously has us nervous, Corey. How nervous does it make you?
I don't have Diggs nowhere, so don't really do nothing for me.
It makes me nervous.
But if I'm a Stephon Diggs owner, I mean, basically the way I would carry it, I'll keep an eye on the injury report this week, see what it goes down. We've known Stephon Diggs does have a history with these type of soft tissue injury, these core type injuries and stuff like that. You knew that coming in and after you drafted him and coming into it. I'm more concerned is a game script like they had this past week with Case Keenum would be more concerning to me than what he's dealing with his groin.
Here's something interesting. Well, of course, Kyle Rudolph, you know, would have a big role again, but who would step forward at wide receiver? And what if you're desperate for some wide receiver help? I'm not thinking Laquon Treadwell at all. What about Michael Floyd?
Oh, I'd go Michael Floyd over Laquon.
Yeah, say maybe you can
pick
up Michael Floyd.
He looked really good in the preseason. You
is
know,
he sober?
And stuff.
He's, well, he played last week.
He's from there, so.
He played last week.
You know, he got it. I think he only had like one catch, maybe.
I think
you're right. Yeah, one catch.
I think you're right. Yeah, he had one catch for 19 yards.
I'm going to remain optimistic for now and just hope for the best. You know, that's all I can do at this current moment.
Go ahead.
But let me ask you a question. If you offered Shady for Diggs, I'm assuming, because I'm too close to the fire, I feel.
Sure.
I have too much invested in
it. Yeah, you got to stick with Diggs. I would stick with Diggs, too. Yeah.
Depends on what your needs are, though. You're getting a top 10 running back. Running backs kind of desolate in the way right now.
Let me ask y'all a question. Who would y'all play? Who would y'all start this week at a flex in the PPR?
You need tutoring?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Yeah. Elijah Maguire or Jamison Crowder?
I always go with the quarterback if I could flex him. You got to get more.
I can't flex a quarterback.
He didn't name a quarterback.
Yeah, he said Jameis Winston.
Jameis Crowder.
It's a different
said,
black guy.
He said Winston. Maguire's going to get a lot of work. It's going to be a high-scoring game. You don't know what's going to get from Crowder.
I'm thinking Maguire, right?
Yeah,
I'm
Maguire.
I'd say Maguire for the fact that Crowder's been banged up and you want to see it first, maybe. I mean, if it was what I thought the season was going to be for Crowder, it would be a no-brainer to go Crowder for me, but yeah.
Well, it's a tight decision for me between the wide receiver and the running back. The running back gets more guaranteed touches, so I lean running back.
For me, I think I would go Elijah Maguire in this scenario. I think he's guaranteed touches against Patriots defense. Does lots of points up to the running back. I would go with Elijah Maguire.
Yeah. Listen, I'm hoping for the best. I want to start seeing something. I want to see like a 7-for-77 out of Crowder this week. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Before he goes back in my lineup. Another one of these 3-for-30s, these 2-for-25s, you know what I'm saying?
Zeros.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. I cannot deal with that. He got to get it going.
So I agree with that. I got a bunch of questions on Twitter about this one because I have to answer it today, Corey Parson. Elijah Maguire or LeGarrette Blount? Because Blount plays tonight.
Elijah Maguire. I'm going to have a good time watching this game tonight. I don't really have to be worried about it for fantasy purposes.
I mean, I'll say this. Blount is the 10th. He's number 10 in rushing yards, which is, after 5 weeks, I find amazing. In the last 3 weeks, he's tied with Todd Gurley for 4th in rushing yards.
Okay.
But this is a tough defense. It's a short week. I'm probably going to go Maguire.
Scotty.
I would, too. I like Blount. I think he can battle hard for his yardage. I believe he still leads the NFL in broken tackles. And if they get in the end zone from short range, he's going to punch it in. But I think Maguire is versatile, and it's a high-scoring game.
Scott, what the player call for Devontae Parker say?
I will tell you in a second.
Thank you very much, Scott.
I think the Patriots' defense just keeps improving as a season. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again.
I got two. This lineup I'm talking about, Matt, I got two Jets in it. Jermaine Kearse and Elijah McGuire.
I wanted Jermaine Kearse yesterday. In the leagues I lost Odell Beckham, yeah. I was trying to get him, and I got a bit of number
one. Would you be comfortable with two Jets in your lineup this week?
I guess so. Patriots, why not? Situation. Like,
no, I'm never
comfortable. Yeah, comfortable's the right thing.
Yeah, right. We'll come back. Some more headlines for you. Throw experts here at the Fantasy Sports Radio.